Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Saturday, February the 11th, 2012. This is the weekend edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and I am Beth. Today we're talking about an event that's coming to Jacktown. For those of you who are not familiar with that name, Jacktown, Jackson, Mississippi, that is where I am located right now, and EC Puffin Entertainment is bringing an electrifying, entertaining show to the historical Alamo Theater on Saturday, February the 25th, that's 2 weeks from today, at 7 p.m. And I'm excited to be planning to attend this event. It is called the Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens. The Magic City Sirens were last in Jackson for an event produced by EC Puffin Entertainment, a Halloween party back in October. I missed that party, but EC Puffin made sure that I won't miss this one. So I'm looking forward to this event. The Magic City Sirens first came to Jackson for Mardi Gras time, everyone that doesn't know about Mardi Gras and the season of Mardi Gras in New Orleans and areas like, in Mississippi, Alabama, and also celebrate Mardi Gras. But, I know the major place to celebrate Mardi Gras is like in Rio, right? Rio de Janeiro. Those Mardi Gras events are spectacular too, huh? But this is like big Mardi Gras weekend here. Wow, I love to go to New Orleans. I haven't been to New Orleans in ages. And if you've never been to New Orleans, going to New Orleans, it's good to go whenever, but you would really enjoy yourself going to Mardi Gras. If you've never been to a Mardi Gras, you should definitely put that on your to-do list of working vacations or just going on vacation with your friends and family. But back to the event that's happening in 2 weeks, the Heartbreakers Ball will happen in 2 weeks, and it is a production of EC Puffin Entertainment. And what I was saying is the Magic City Sirens first came to Jackson for a St. Patrick's Day event. And our St. Patrick's Day celebrations are similar to Mardi Gras here. We have one of the best parades here, which Hallamal's owners first started many years ago. And now we have like two major parades. But that is when they first came to St. Patrick's Day event. I'm not sure what event because there's so much going on here. Like in many other cities, when St. Patrick's Day rolls around. I see where Tyrese is coming to Jackson St. Patrick's Day weekend. He's just on schedule to perform at the Jackson Convention Complex. That's March the 16th. So shout out to everyone in Big D who attended his show last night. From what I've been reading online, you all definitely enjoyed the show. I knew you would. My niece, Dee Dee, I see she made a remark about the show. It was cold in Dallas this morning, like it's cold in Jackson this morning, but enjoyed herself at last night's show at the Majestic Theater. Boy, I would love to be in Dallas on Valentine's Day to see Robin Thicke and Trey Songz, too. They're scheduled to do a Valentine's show there. But I'll just shout out to all my friends and family, loved ones, Rich Roughneck and Dallas Mavericks, everybody, former coworkers and I have a lot of schoolmates who live in the Big D area in Texas who I went to school with here in Jackson. Yeah, a lot of my friends are in Atlanta, but there are many in the Dallas Arlington area also. So shout out to you all and thank you so much for supporting your former classmate and your friend for life. Okay. But Peter Coles II, and Jezebel, the creator of the Magic City Sirens, tentatively scheduled to call in this morning. I definitely will be talking with Edward Peter Cole II on Thursday, and hopefully Jezebel will be joining him because the Magic City Sirens are definitely excited about returning to the Jackson area. So they talked about it all on Facebook and everywhere else. Before I go on, though, I want to make a shout out to my cosmetologist, also known as the King of Hair, Christopher Miles at Le Chic Gallery. You all stop by and visit him. He's located at Le Chic Gallery on Center Street, which is off of East Caroline Road, behind Burger and Blue. Okay, I'm sure it's okay. You can call him at Krista King. His number is 318-415-8197. He does terrific work. He first gave me that precision cut. If some of you all have seen my hair short when I had got my hair cut in the fall of 2010, and which you already know, my hair has grown a lot, and so I haven't visited him in a while. You know, when the new year started, I was like, I gotta get a new year, a new look. So I went in and got the works yesterday, but the humidity has gotten to my hair, so I don't know how I will look for Monday's event. But my hair and all of his clients' hair always look terrific. And what's so great about Christopher is he is so focused on healthy hair. And from his promo card, it reads, if your hair is not becoming you, then you should be coming to me. Specialize in hair care, hair coloring, hair cuts, sew-ins, net weaving, kids, hairstyles, and more. He is more than a hairstylist. That's why I refer to him as a cosmetologist. That's how he liked to be known, as a cosmetologist and the king of hair. He's more than a hairstylist. He's more than a hair designer. And his focus is always on healthy hair. And I myself have been a former hair model, been a long-time client of Tony and Tina's Hair Salon, and also growing up in the hair business with relatives. My aunt just retired her business in recent years, which was opened in 61. I have relatives that own salons. I pretty much was born and grew up in the beauty and fashion entertainment industry. And I like that he does refer to himself as cosmetologist, because you meet so many cosmetologists who prefer you to call them other names, like hairstylist, hair designer, words that they make up themselves and so on. But cosmetologists are trained in all areas. And also their main thing is to bring satisfaction to their customers, and for customers, not just the look, but the condition of one's hair. So also have a big announcement in the near future regarding the education of cosmetologists, hairstylists, designers, salon owners also. There's a big event that's coming up that I'm the liaison for, that's coming to Jack.town, coming to Mississippi areas too, of other beauty professionals in other areas might, after the Jackson event, would like to bring the event to your town also. So if you want to be in the know, like right now, hair professionals, licensed cosmetologists, salon owners, hair designers, hairstylists, beauty professionals, please contact me. Email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. Call me, or you know, message me on Facebook, tweet me, just whatever. I'm all over the place online. LinkedIn, Bethany C. Williams Entrepreneur. I'm on LinkedIn. I used to be like the fifth Bethany Williams on LinkedIn. Now I notice I'm number one. I changed my username to Bethany C. Williams Entrepreneur. But I just wanted to let you all know about that. And I just wanted to thank Christopher and let those of you know where you can really find a multi-talented cosmetologist, because I myself know how it is, how hard it is sometimes to find someone that really vibes and meshes with your hair and really can read on you. Because sometimes it's not so easy to tell a hair designer, and we're not just a hair designer, cosmetologist or a hair designer or a hairstylist, what you want or what you've done. But one thing that I do know, be honest with your cosmetologist. Because to be serious, our skin, you know, I'm big into skin, because I need to have my behind in school right now, get my esthetician license. But yeah, it's important to be honest with your cosmetologist. Like, it's important to be honest with your doctor and your attorney and so on. Shout out to my attorney, Jay Lucas and Big D also. And your attorney and so on, because they're here to help us. So, because my scalp and my hair told on me. My hair looked good. Christopher's impressed that my hair has grown out really well. But he was like, "Why is your scalp and your hair so dry, Bethany? And have you been moisturizing your hair? You know, oiling my hair? You know, old school people like me. You know, the term grease." He said grease. He said he wasn't sure what term I use, but oil, just like shampooing is the proper term and not washing one's hair. And I was like, huh? Why is my scalp and hair so dry? Because I drink a lot of water and I do moisturize my scalp. But I was like, Chris, could Ben Sigel for cold flu had anything to do with the dryness that you see on my scalp and on my hair? And he was like, yes. And so it was good for me to, you know, remind him and to let him know that I've been really sick and I've been taking, like, over-the-counter meds galore. Because he was like, yeah, taking medicines and just been sick alone, you know, dry you out. You know, because that's the purpose of these over-the-counter meds, you know, to dry out, you know, the congestion and everything. And I always have a water bottle with me. That's what one reason, those of you that don't drink a lot of water, it's important to drink water. It's important to drink water for your internal organs and for your external, for your skin. I can honestly look at people's skin, and the skin tells all if you drink the right amount of water or not. You know, it just like my scab told on me. But it's kind of sad because I do drink a lot of water, and scalp is your skin also, but because I had been sick and just trying myself out taking medicine, he saw that in my scalp. I had not been moisturizing my scalp as much as I had been, you know, so I was honest with that also. But it's important to be honest with your with those that are here to help you, your manicurist and just so on. Really, it is. So it went from thanking him to, you know, just sharing some information with you all. Because, you know, I like to do topics regarding lifestyle issues concerning hair and skin and so on. And I'm quite sure he's listening also because he's up early and at it. I mean, the doors open at 7 a.m. So you all feel free to call him to schedule a consultation and to make an appointment with him. And Monday's almost here. Remember the event that I had told you all about that I would be a part of on the prestigious campus of HBCU's Tougaloo College? What's really going on? Stop clowning around. What's really going on? A political discussion forum, which is scheduled for Monday night, February 13, 2012, in Tougaloo, Mississippi, at Tougaloo College. It's one of the events to kick off Delta Week. And I was invited by Tougaloo senior Miss Christian Harris. And all of the events should be awesome. I'm looking forward to being a pub panelist at this event, which is scheduled to be held in Holmes Hall Auditorium on the Tougaloo campus. I've been spreading the word. I've been spreading the word to my Dem friends, to my Republican friends, to my friends who don't vote, my friends that don't give a darn, to my GOP friends, to the local GOP organizations, to organizations that I belong to, NAF, National Association of Female Entrepreneurs and Executives, to Sports Executives Association. Got a letter yesterday from the National Association of Professional Women, which for years and years I've I'm like always like a, I never really complete my membership. I'm like a member, but then not a lot, to me, not completely a member. So yesterday I received another letter of them confirming and wanting me to become a full-fledged member. And Star Jones is now the national spokesperson for NAPW, National Association for Professional Women. So shout out to Star Jones. That's great. Ivanka Trump also does a lot with NAPW. I mean, visit their website also. NAF is so awesome. I've been, I've been a NAF member ever since the early 20s. Not early 20s, Lord, since my early 20s, since the early 90s. But I want to share a little bit more information about Magic City. But before I go ahead and talk more about the review and the event on the Heartbreakers Ball, I just want to shout out my fellow panelists. My fellow Repub panelists are city council person and attorney in Jackson. He represents Northeast Jackson, and it's Quentin Whitwell, Nick Lott, and with the Democrats, Dr. Miranda Freeman, Dr. James Stewart, professors at Tougaloo, Mr. Tyson Jackson, and Skip Kuhn is also scheduled to be a panelist. So just a shout out to them, and shout out to Christian Harris and Oliver Soros and Soros all around the country. And so I just want to remind you all, I appreciate your prayers if you cannot attend. And do my best also to, cameras and phones will be around. So do my best to get pictures and footage at the event too. And those of you that haven't seen me in like maybe 10 years or 8 years, do not be shocked that I'm not waist anymore. I wear a snug 8, working on getting into a comfortable 6. If I get any type of, acting assignments, I definitely go down lower, size 4, size 2, my normal sizes. But, what happened to Beth? She's not skinny anymore. You know, I'm size 8 and then 5'2.5". I have a little meat on me. When I was skinny, people used to say, you need to gain weight. Now I have a little meat on me. Like, wow. She has meat on her. Okay. But I'm sticking to my resolutions and so on. We have 90 more seconds of live streaming. After the live streaming stops, I'm going to continue talking because I'm going to talk more about the Magic City Sirens and how they and who they are and why are they so popular. So what's up? It is pre-Valentine's weekend. And if you haven't thought about your Valentine's Day plans, I think you need to start thinking. And start planning also. You need to get on it. So just happy early Valentine's Day. I will have a Valentine's show on Tuesday. And also I have another internet show on Springer.com. And on that show I'm going to play music, mostly romantic, of course romantic music, like music by Prince and I'll be sure, and maybe a couple other artists. So I'll be promoting that online. So, but look out for it, okay? At Springer.com, CultureShock.com/BeTrue. Or CultureShock.com/BethWilliams. I'm definitely doing my Blog Talk Radio Valentine's show. And you all feel free to call and also to log in. But that's what's up. What's up is I love you and I appreciate you for viewing my profile. And the show continues. Okay, the Magic City Sirens. A very hot premier is Birmingham's premier burlesque and vaudeville review. And what's amazing about Birmingham's premier burlesque and vaudeville review, Magic City Sirens, is that the review is very diverse. And I'm going to read from their media information, their media kit. Driven by her deep passion for the art of burlesque and seeking to fill his void in the local entertainment community, the Magic City Sirens, founded by Big Mama Jezebel Von Jane almost 5 years ago, presenting vaudeville-inspired variety shows to keep their audiences coming back for more. The Magic City Sirens garnered immediate success. Steeped in Southern risque, their performances surpassed the normal realms of burlesque. From the galas to the Sally Rand feathered band dances of Big Mama, it's an experience unlike anything you have seen before. Featuring a cast that celebrates women of all ages, ethnicities, and shapes, no one siren is like any other. The Magic City Sirens are individually unique, trained dancers and vocalists whose collective arsenal of talent create a showcase of song, dance, wit, and elegance, overflowing in personality and style, with just enough edge to captivate any audience. And they have a website, and you can visit them at their website, magiccitysirens.com. And that is M-A-G-I-C-K-C-I-T, Sirens, S-I-R-E-N-S. Having amassed more than 55 original fully produced numbers, drawing inspiration from the complete history of burlesque and the world around them, the Magic City Sirens perform customized shows at venues of all sizes for conventions, private parties, and corporate events. The members of Magic City Sirens have shimmied across stages in Birmingham, Huntsville, Mobile, Pensacola, Boston, Las Vegas, Pittsburgh, Los Angeles, and New Orleans, and appeared in a multitude of public functions, including parades and charity events. What people are saying about the Magic City Sirens, and I'm just looking at some of the press clippings that's included in this media kit. Every single time we travel through Alabama, we play a show with the Magic City Sirens, and we enjoy every delicious second of it. That's from Mark Slumsky, the Slumsky Brothers. Top 12 things to do this weekend. The Birmingham News City Scene, always raving about the Magic City Sirens. Working with the Magic City Sirens is always a blast. These ladies are funny, intelligent, uber talented, and know how to keep you entertained. From watching their shows to doing their photo shoots, I know that any time with the Magic City Sirens is going to be exceptional and extraordinary. Charlie Summerland of Counted Image Photography. It was really fun and interesting talking with Jezebel for our feature. We're excited about anything that helps Birmingham and stand out in a positive and fun way. Obvious that Jezebel knows her stuff. The Magic City Sirens transport you to another time and place, one where you can let your imagination run free. Obvious there's more of an art to burlesque than anyone unfamiliar with the show would think. And that's the lead weight of the Birmingham Free Press. What the Magic City Sirens can do for you? Well, you know, I've always loved burlesque since I was a little girl. It's always been amazing to see anything regarding the history of burlesque. And Ebony Magazine has done a feature also recently regarding burlesque. But back to what the Magic City Sirens can do for you. The Magic City Sirens can create a customized show from single acts to full-length cabarets, incorporating your special requests and themes for performance suitable for charity or corporate events, fundraisers and private events, as well as traditional entertainment venues. You know, like they're performing at a traditional, definitely a traditional, a historical entertainment venue here in the capital city of Jackson, Mississippi, at the Alamo Theater. Alamo Theater is very historical. I mean, historical like the Apollo Theater in Harlem. Really, really, really. It's so important for us to keep life in the Alamo Theater. And so those shows are scalable to various stages, and many numbers can be integrated with bands or other stage acts. And like I said, Jezebel Von Jane is the owner, and she's the creative director. of the Magic City Sirens. Tatiana Hare is manager and house mother. So that's just amazing in itself. But their website is magiccitysirens.com, and they can be found on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and LinkedIn. But a lot of my friends and wives of my friends, you know, the show has piqued their interest, and so many are planning to attend, and many was like, well, I got to Google these ladies and see what they're all about. And have gotten back with me and said, wait, this is so exciting. I would definitely love to attend this event. This sounds like it's going to be a really great event. And it's promoted as being a naughty but not nasty event, and it is for mature audience. So it's for age 18 and up, because it is a burlesque show, and they are naughty. But it's just so great to be able to, like I said, I've always loved the history and just the thought of burlesque. Like, I'm one that loves old Hollywood anyway. So, but then the subject of burlesque has always been intriguing to me. And burlesque is an art form. And burlesque is something that exudes sexiness to me. So I'm excited. And talking with Peter of EC Puffin, I mean, he just excites me even more. And I think I excite him, too, because I'm, like, excited to see this. And just from talking with him and the questions that the ladies ask him regarding, like, the venue and so on, like, things that they do. I mean, what I'm learning is that every event is different. You know, again, that's what customize is all about, customizing to your audience and to the area that you're performing at, but not losing you. So he excites me when he tells me that they plan on, like, really entertaining us and really shocking us, seems like. And hey, culture shock, so you all know I'm all in when it's something of shock value. So we don't want to be like, okay, when would this end? But very, 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 very looking forward to this. And Peter said he definitely will be talking with us on Thursday. You know, I normally don't add broadcast. You know, one while I was broadcasting before I went on, I added broadcast daily. But now I've been doing broadcasting live shows Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. But this week it looked like I'll be broadcasting every day, including tomorrow also. I'm going to work on scheduling a show for 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and it's going to be a Grammy Award show where we're going to talk about the Grammys, and you all be sure to call in and so on. And my beloved longtime friend, singer-songwriter, producer, multi-talented man who loves and believes in God wholeheartedly, Mars Mills, is in L.A. right now. I talked to Mars last night. He's having a blast going to different Hollywood events, and he's looking forward to attending the Grammys tomorrow night. And even though he's having a blast, even though he didn't win that contest they were running, he's having a blast. He's having the best time of his life. And so I'm looking forward to talking with him more over the weekend. I know he'll when be talking on the phone when he could be just having fun, but he's updating me and letting me know how he's feeling and what's going on regarding the Grammys celebrations. So when I schedule the show for tomorrow at 2 Central Standard Time, Mars would do his best to call while Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is broadcasting live, just to give us the 411 and the heads up of what he is witnesses and what he's experiencing also. So I'm very, very excited to talk with my friend. I should be there with him having fun at the Grammys. And then we have Oscars coming up soon. So this is just amazing, amazing award season, huh? Really it is. We have about 4 more minutes. And those that want to call in and listen, I'll call make a comment, you know, the phone line is still open, even though I'm not live streaming anymore. But remember, that show is scheduled for February the 25th, Saturday, at Alamo Theater, brought to Jacktown by EC Puppet Entertainment. Edward Peter Cole II is the promoter, and he is the one that's bringing the show. And I'm very happy that he sees that I love his good talent and things that are different, and that he brought this to my attention to assist him in promoting and spreading the word regarding this big, big event. I mean, the poster is awesome. Check out the poster if you haven't seen it. There's a Facebook page, EC Puffin Entertainment, and also the tickets are amazing. Also, so again, Heartbreakers Ball with the Magic City Sirens will be coming to town on February 25th. That's Saturday night at 7, 2 weeks from today, 333 North Ferry Street in the historical Ferry Street district. So, you know, check it out. It should be fun. And I meant to do this at the beginning of the show. Shout out T-Mobile. Because without T-Mobile, I would not be broadcasting this show this morning. Because my computer, for some reason, is offline. And I don't know why it's off, why it's not acting right. Maybe it's something that I need to do I haven't done, because I have my Comcast internet service and I have my T-Mobile hotspot. And I love, oh my God, if you don't have a T-Mobile hotspot, you need to get you one. I mean, you can juice up to like 5 devices from your hotspot. It's amazing. So for some reason, my netbook laptop is not online. So not my internet service. So it's not my computer. You all know it's new. So it just must be something that I need to do. If I need to clear out something or do something. But I must shout out T-Mobile. I love T-Mobile. And like I said, if it wasn't for T-Mobile, I wouldn't be on the air, because I am broadcasting this show from both of my Androids. Really, I'm speaking into one Android, and my touch is my switchboard. Really, my touch mobile is my switchboard. And like I said, when I first received this my touch, it was like a office in the palms of my little bitty hands. Just amazing. So I love it. So thank you, T-Mobile, for having such fantastic salespeople, reps, and just fantastic service and fantastic products. So 50 seconds is dwindling down and the show will end soon. So I just want to shout out and congratulate the Giants again, and also shout out to NFL, and shout out to NBA, and shout out Mark Cuban. He had to go to court yesterday. And regarding, you know, some stuff that had been in the news a while back. But just shout out to all of my Valentines, online friends, real life friends, and so on. You all know I don't have a significant other, but I can't wait till I'm legally single. But you know, shout out to all my Valentines out there. And, oh, I'm returning back to the gym, working out at the gym real soon. Not on Valentine's Day, the next week. I think on Valentine's Day. Thanks again for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Talk with you hopefully tomorrow.